Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Vern.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen.
That was like, Bernd, that was like an announcer, like when I was a kid, that was like, next up, and would announce what the movie of the week was.
Oh,
was
the movie.
Very announcery.
They just don't have that anymore, the movie of the week.
I know, because now it's just, everything has the movie of the week
everything,
now. There's literally a movie every week.
But do you remember?
Who were you just then? You changed.
Oh, I was just disgusted.
Oh, I see.
To the way things are.
You really were.
I really was. Just too. There's too much stuff now.
Oh, boy. We're going to have this conversation again. Bernd does this a lot now. Just too much stuff.
Too much of everything.
Too much of everything. I don't necessarily disagree with you. I understand. I do think that we consume way too much, period.
Absolutely. Too many TV shows.
There are a lot of TV shows.
Too many kinds of gum.
Are you? There are. This is an annoyingly large amount of gum. Do you? We know that you, at one point, maybe around last year, you were watching Stranger Things, but you'd only watch the first minute of the first episode. So I'm not sure we can really say.
That's correct.
I'm not sure we can really say that you watched that show. Are you watching anything right now? But have you? Okay, fine.
Is that fair to say?
Seen is more fair than watched.
Exactly.
That is right. Your eyeballs looked it. Viewed the first minute, which is just the credits, frankly. I think you just saw that big S and that big R.
I do remember words.
And that big A and then
So what are you asking me?
I'm asking you, Bird, are you watching? And I mean watching, not just seeing.
Okay.
Are you watching any of these shows of which there are too many?
Let's see. It all blurs together into a melange.
Oh, did you say melange?
No, I didn't.
Okay, it really sounded like you did.
Melange. Oh, I see. That did sound like there was an R in there.
Thank you. Well, I mean, you really acted when you play it back, you're going to hear that R, hard R.
Well, don't say hard R.
What have I done?
Nothing. Thank God, nothing. I watched this reality show, and it's called Southern Charm.
Oh yeah, they look like douches.
Well, they are.
Okay.
But what's interesting about
Doug?
This,
did you just gasp?
Are you afraid they're going to come for us?
I believe you said that.
Do you watch Southern Charm, Doug?
No.
You're just surprised at the language that Joan used. Doug, our engineer. By the way, let's introduce ourselves.
Yes, we probably should.
I'm Bernd Mia Payday. I am a pharmacist here in the neighborhood of Dignity Falls.
Yes, and I am Joan Pedestrian, and I am the top realtor here at Dignity Falls. And see, and I just sort of rushed through it, Dignity Falls. That sort of was a
You
a
said
mistake.
Dignity Falls. I heard a hard R in there.
Okay. Okay. All right, one time.
My favorite song.
Two times is too much.
Now, you know what? I should say that this is not the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. It's the town of Dignity Falls. And of course, there are neighborhoods within our town.
Oh, this is I wasn't prepared for this part of the podcast.
Well, we never really said this before, but of course there's different parts there's Old Dig.
Sure. You know, there's Fraternity Row.
Dignity Heights, Fraternity Row.
Which is it's adults living there.
It's just, adults. They're all brothers.
Yes.
It's a row of homes that is populated by one family. All men, all brothers,
and they have all the same sort of activities that a fraternity does.
Yes,
but they're all married.
That's
so right. it's quite different.
Yes,
but you're right. There are many different sections, and there's many different groups and communities, and it's a real rich.
Tapestry.
And the person who just said tapestry is Doug, my husband. And I
now
just
you haven't introduced yourself.
Him. I said I'm Joan Pedestrian. I really did.
Dignity Falls. That's right.
Dignity Falls.
I forgot.
Yeah. And my husband, I know where he is because I heard him crack open a cold one. He is in the beer room.
Well,
let me explain. One of his fantasies has been, you know, all those like endless football commercials where the guys are watching the game and it's like, want a brew? And then he opens a door and it's just like, you open the door to a magic beer room.
Like a Narnia.
It's like a Narnia beer. Where you can grab a beer out of a cold. It's like you teleport to the top of, you know, a mountain and you just... And there's just endless beer. And so he built one and our HVAC bills are through the roof.
Because there's like snow in there.
There's actual snow in there.
Okay, that's going to cost you for sure.
Not and fake snow. Like there's just actual,
absolutely.
There's actual snow.
You created weather conditions room to where there's real snow.
There's real snow and it's like Mount Everest where you can't stay there. Like you have to keep walking. Yes.
You don't have to go home.
The altitude changes when you go in there. You really can't.
The altitude changes.
The altitude doesn't change, dear.
The atmosphere changes, I should say.
Ooh, you hit you with a deer.
Wow. Okay, I've been putting place.
I get one a week.
That is true. That's all he's allowed. What I guess I mean to say is he changed the atmosphere to make it feel like the altitude had changed. Yeah. Yes.
Thin.
Wow.
I know. He spent a lot of time
on it. That's maybe going too far.
Maybe.
Isn't it enough to have a magic beer room with snow?
The coldest beers you've ever had.
You also have to make people short of
the
breath.
The coldest beers you've ever had. Oh my gosh. So it's just his favorite thing to just go in there, crack one open. How is it? Is it cold, babe?
It's actually too cold. Well, I'm just waiting for it to warm up a little bit.
Is it frozen solid? This is what happens.
That's the problem is it's not supposed to freeze.
On your own petard.
You don't want it to freeze.
It's like what a Twilight Zone
type
ending.
You don't want it to freeze.
So it's too cold.
He has beer. It's a beer slushy.
Yeah, I'm still dialing in the temperature.
Yeah,
but I got a bunch of fans, so when you open the door, you get a gust of wind.
Absolutely.
A spiral sort of gust of
and
wind.
And those fans are, I'm assuming, whisper quiet.
Nope.
So it's basically like an airplane turbine. Yes. You open it up, it's just the loudest
thing. It's like the one door in the house where it's like, unless you close it, the wind tunnel just goes through the whole entire thing. Right. It's just the worst. Right.
You have to face the wind as you walk in, so it's actually tough to walk.
Yes.
You have to sign a waiver before you go in.
Yeah.
This sounds like more trouble than it's worth, honestly. And I never say that about any of these rooms.
Really? Not even the Sizzler?
But this one, I didn't even say it about the Sizzler. This one sounds like more trouble than it's worth.
By the way, in the last episode, we discussed that we have a Sizzler room where Doug recreated the buffet of Sizzler, but there were people there and then we had to hire
customers.
A cook and now there were customers. Yep. And now he did add the crepe station. I'm very sorry to tell you.
Oh, so I did not expect that room to survive, but you're saying
he bought more shiny bricks and there's a crepe station. In the last episode, he had one, if you'll remember.
It turns out,
I do remember.
Yeah, tiles actually do the trick.
What does that mean? Tiles do the trick.
I was really stuck on shiny bricks.
And you were
in my memory of Sizzler, there were a lot of shiny bricks.
And you've gone with shiny tile?
No, but then what I realized is like, oh, that's just tile. Oh my God. Like tile works as a shiny brick.
Okay, babe.
Tile works as a shiny brick.
I think we'll end that part there. Let's talk about how you're doing and what television shows you're watching.
Oh, so
did
Southern
you hear
Charm.
How he said, okay, he's mad. Oh, Southern Charm. That's how this all started.
That's right.
Because you watched Southern Charm. I did not realize you watched Southern Charm.
Yeah, I got into it because I've never been to Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
And this show is set there.
Oh, it is lovely there.
Well, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Haunted, so haunted.
Is that so?
Oh, so haunted. Well,
that's not a problem for me.
Oh, that's right. You don't believe in ghosts, only believe in ghouls.
I do believe in ghouls.
Yes, I went on one of those scary haunted tours one night.
Right. Is the one where they make you walk around?
They do make you walk around, yeah. Yes. You don't like that? How would you prefer your haunted town tour to go? Like bus?
You just sit.
Like a bus?
I would like to sit in some sort of vehicle.
Like
yes.
A golf cart, and then you're just...
A golf cart. You know, from what I understand, around. They have golf carts there.
I guess they do. They yes, they do drive
legal,
them around.
So that you can drive them around in the city.
Yeah, I guess it'd be more fun for a ghost tour.
Yes.
Do you know, I remember vividly the one that they told me that was the scariest.
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
In Charleston, South Carolina.
I've been. Wow, you are very excited about Charleston,
so
South
excited.
Carolina. Just because of this show, I didn't see any of the Southern Charm boys or girls.
Oh, I hope not.
No, because they're terrible.
They were terrible people.
Salmon-colored blazers. So there's this one restaurant, right? It's a famous restaurant. It's an old restaurant. Mm. And there's like a hotel across the street. And sometimes they see a woman in like upstairs in the Ooh. Window. But that's not it. There's a restroom. You know, the restroom with like, you know.
I don't
just,
know that I needed to hear that then.
One woman was in the restroom once. And you know how like the doors swing in, you know, and then you get in and you close them like this. But they'll swing. A bathroom door swings in, right? You know, like a stall door
sure.
swings
yes,
in.
Okay.
Towards the toilet. Sorry, I need to be more specific. I haven't forgotten my mistake last year when I called a skylight a sunroof, and I will never get over it.
I think it was the other way around. I meant a sunroof, a skylight.
Yes. Well, I meant to say skylight, and all that came out was sunroof, and it just made so much sense to me at the time.
Of course.
So there's the bathroom stall. Okay. So a woman was going into the bathroom and she thought that maybe something was in there. She looked underneath.
Something was in there.
And she saw feet. She looked underneath and she saw feet.
Probably a person.
I know. But here's the weird thing. And this is where probably they made up this story for effect, but this still scared the bejesus out of me. Mm. Maybe because this would be a bold thing to do if you thought it was an actual old elderly lady in there. But this person pushed the, the swinging door in, but it went through the woman. And then it went through it at her again. Like it went, whoo, whoo. Isn't that scary?
That's one of the worst ghost stories I've ever heard.
You heard it here first, Charleston. Bernd thinks that tried and true story
they
is.
They could have made up anything. And that's what they came up with.
I thought it was that image is seared in my brain. How
of the door
scary.
Going through the Phantom Woman?
Yes, and then coming back through.
It's great. I guess it needs a little bit at the top of why this other woman just shoved the door open.
I know. I forget that part. I forget the preamble.
You got to remember the preamble.
You got to remember the preamble. So you're just watching Southern Charm. Okay.
Yes. And these people, you know, reality shows, I don't really watch them, but I did want to see the scenery of Charleston, South Carolina, which is very beautiful.
Well, how do you think that this sort of, I don't want to say obsession, but this interest in Charleston, South Carolina came about?
Well, you know, I'm a fan of the works of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
And he spent some time in Charleston.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, I want to see what this is all about because you write so evocatively of it. But then you don't really get a lot of Charleston in Southern Charm.
Oh, I see. That's why you wanted to start watching. I said, why were you so interested in... Okay, so you were so interested in it because of Edgar Allan Poe and you thought instead of going... When you said, let's see what this is all about, I thought you were talking about going to Charleston.
No, I would...
You just started watching Southern Charm.
I would love to go at some point.
Okay.
I just haven't found the time.
Don't you get vacation days as a pharmacist?
Yes, I just don't. I tend not to use them.
Oh, I hate it when people do that. Come on, you got to get out and live. How come you don't use them?
Well, because people need...
Because, you know, you don't... It's not like you'll get paid extra, right? It's not, you'll just
lose
those. It's not, you know, there's no gold star for not using them.
Well, now I haven't lost mine, but I do have, how many do I have now accrued? 1,010 vacation days.
Bert, that's way too many. You realize that's several years worth.
I guess it is. Now that you mention it, I guess it is.
You could leave Digney Falls for like three years.
Well, I can't imagine doing that.
I know, but you could certainly take a weekend trip to Charleston.
I guess, I mean, maybe I'll do it. I just, you know, travel. I have traveled and it's been a while since I've traveled. And, you know, I don't know.
You
that
went to Disneyland once. You walked in. The entrance overwhelmed you. You walked out.
That's correct. It was just too much.
It was just too much.
It was just too much. You know, but it was the day. I was there the day that that Tigger quit.
Was that a thing?
Yes, there was a... There was a guy playing Tigger, and on the day that he quit, he walked out of the park in his Tigger costume.
No way. I can't believe they let him.
I can't believe they let him either, but he was in my way as I was trying to get in, and I had an exchange with him where I said, excuse me, and he said, don't worry about it. And
in his voice or Tigger voice?
In his voice.
Okay.
In his, right. Whoever that person was. And I thought, well, that's a little sloppy. It didn't sound like Tigger to me.
I mean, I guess those big heads, I guess we call them, they don't really speak.
Is that what they're called? Big heads?
I don't know.
So the characters are divided into big heads and little heads. And little heads are the ones like a Captain Hook would be a little head because you see his actual little head.
Oh, yeah. See, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Come on. Those heads
Cinderella,
are big.
Little head.
Those little heads. Those heads are big. I mean, they're not the size.
I'm not denying that. I do not deny this premise. Those heads are big.
And also they don't speak, right? So the people who are in the big characters, they don't speak. So I guess he would
because
have
the voice
to have,
would be muffled.
He would, right.
Wonderful thing a Tigger does. It would sound, the child would instantly think there's somebody trapped in there.
It would sound strange. So that is interesting that you.
And there's no technology that could amplify a voice.
None whatsoever, especially certainly not that Disney can get a hold of.
No. I wish them the best.
So I do too. Which is interesting though, that he was able to leave the premises with that. I mean, they'll shoot you right on spot. I've heard if you try to leave.
It's wild that it happened I think that because this had never been done before, perhaps. And they were just so stunned.
Off like, guard. Yeah.
Tigger, did you want to leave? And,
can you imagine what that looks like? He got in his car, drove away, just a Tigger. Did he took the head off?
I wouldn't.
If
I were going to go that far, I would drive home.
That's right.
I would drive home in the head.
I would drive home in the big head.
In that big, big head.
Wow. Well, listen, I really do think that you should travel to Charleston. I think that this is sort of, you need to make that pilgrimage. I think you need to sort of take that step.
Pilgrimage.
Yeah, bring me back a chew.
It is.
If you go.
My gosh. You talk about Charleston shoes, babe?
Oh, they're my favorite.
Well, you know, you can get them anywhere.
You can get them at his pharmacy.
Yeah, yeah, but imagine how good they are.
Are you talking about it's like British chocolate is better than like chocolate over here?
You think it's like
here?
Guinness if you go to the source?
Yeah.
You haven't really had a Charleston chew unless you've
You're
had
talking
one in Charleston.
To a man who built a mountain in his house so he could get mountain beer.
True.
Yeah.
Isn't it sad, those commercials?
They're the saddest things in the world.
Is that the sound of the crisp, clean air in that room?
Yes, that is the sound of the air.
I truly thought that there was a supernatural presence in here. It doesn't sound normal.
It actually sounds like a wraith.
It does. Oh, I'd love to crack open a cold beer with one of the Nazgul. All right, I would turn that fan down.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Joe, what's going on with you?
Oh, with me?
We're talking about me watching television. What's happening with you?
Well, I'm thinking about doing something that, I don't know. I just don't have...
Murder?
What are you talking about? Why would that come out of your mouth? The way you said it.
I don't know.
I'm thinking of doing a Christmas cabaret.
A Christmas cabaret. This sounds like a wonderful idea.
The opposite of a murder.
You know what? You're right.
Can you think of anything more opposite?
I can't think. When I think of murder and how heinous it is, I think the opposite of that, Christmas cabaret does kind of pop into my mind.
Listen, I never done that before. I've always been in sort of like, you know, Christmas caroler groups, just, you know, walking around town and then I thought, oh, maybe I'll do a Christmas album.
You were in that group of carolers, the under 50s.
Yes.
Yeah. The women under 50.
Yeah, to be specific.
And you were welcome if you were a woman who could sing. From
it's
zero
weird that I wasn't,
to 49.
It's weird that I wasn't asked to be in the Women Over 42 chorus.
No, but you were asked to be in the Women Under 50.
Yes. And, you know, our rehearsals are great. They're whenever we want them to be. Sometimes one of us just shows up and it's right. fine.
Yeah.
And it's we just Christmas say, carols. I'm sorry, I couldn't make it. And yeah. we all say, it's fine.
That's right. Because it's the same 12 songs.
It's the same 12 songs.
Year after year.
And no one, there's no judgments. And you just come as yourself. And
who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? And, yeah. And we just, the trick is though, if you haven't sort of been in a situation where you're singing a lot of different carols and sometimes a medley, we do this medley and I don't know why we do it because every time we do it, no one can remember which song comes next. Mm. Because the interesting thing about a lot of Christmas songs is the chords are so similar. It could yes. be all different kinds. So what you get is people trying to guess what the next one
Hark
is.
Hark how the bells, what child is this? Right.
They're like, chestnuts roasting, I'll be home for Christmas. Jingle, but like literally, with there's someone's accompanying us on the guitar.
I thought it was just a washboard for what you were doing. Which
I'm not known for my object work, Bert. I'm not good at it.
I wouldn't mind if they were accompanied by a washboard. I think it could be interesting, a little rustic, a little Emmett Otter in there.
That's right. No, it's just that we never really sort of remember the order, and he just keeps strumming the same chords and different people guess which carol it is. And it's a disaster. So mm. I think we should just stick to single songs. But that's kind of one of the reasons is that I get tired of just singing one specific line in a Christmas song.
Sure.
I would like to just do my own, you know, cabaret, just sitting on a stool, you know, just with some eggnog, just do it down at the rec center, you know, mm-hmm. and just, and I don't know, I don't even know if I need
Live
to charge
band?
Anything. Just a little trio.
A trio.
Just need a trio.
Very nice.
Yeah, just a...
You know, speaking of eggnog, we haven't talked about your drinking lately, and is that still on track? Is that still?
It feels rough that these are the only things we ask me about is my drinking.
Well, no, I just realized we haven't talked about it in a while. And usually you'll volunteer, you know, you're making your own drinks, Jontini or whatever. And I haven't heard of you indulging in a mixology in quite some time.
I suppose that is true. I do think that I got really caught up with, speaking of reality shows, you know, all the realty, you know, the selling right. sunsets, it's really put me in a bad spot. It's put me in a real paranoid spot that I have
flip
to just
flip it and grip it.
Is that one?
I don't know.
And so I've just been so busy because I don't think I've really had time to drink. I've been so busy trying to shoot a pilot for my own. I really? Yes, I would really like to do.
Did you tell me about this before?
I didn't. I didn't want to talk about it because it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I'm putting a lot of money into it and I'm putting a lot of time into it. And I'm very nervous, you know, and I'm nervous I don't look right, you know, so I'm going to get a total face change.
Total face change? What does that a total is that the name of the procedure? A total face change.
Yes.
That sounds
TFC.
Joan, that sounds extreme.
Well, guess what? That's what it takes to get on TV now, to get on reality television as a realtor.
I don't
you
know.
You see what they look like? Total face change. It's the only way. And I can't drink for 5 months before the procedure.
Oh, no. Are you sure you want to do
this?
So
you got it out of me. I'm not drinking right now.
Okay,
I have to get a total face change.
And they say, you say before a total face change, you cannot have alcohol for 5 months. Yeah. Any other restrictions? Any other things you have to worry about?
I have to stop eating.
Stop eating at a certain point or...
And I have to sell a box of candy bars.
What? Joan.
It's very expensive. And so this is what people do. You know, they just
to defray
little,
the cost of the TFC.
Dry. Yes, yes.
It's very expensive. Boxes of candy bars.
It's very expensive. And so I just have to raise the money. And I'm scared. You know, it's scary. It's a real scary. It's a hard.
Well, it sounds terrifying.
It's a tough recovery.
Everything about it sounds terrifying. Total face change. Do you know what your face will look like?
Just different, I hope.
I think we should.
Different? They have to. I feel like
just
they,
not
they,
this.
They have to give you some indication. Here's what you're going to look like. They can't just say it's going to be completely different.
Well, they don't.
Do you go in with a picture, like if you're getting your hair cut, and say, I want to look like this?
They tell you that psychologically it's not good for you to have an idea in your head of what you want to look like.
Oh, this doesn't sound good, Joan, this doesn't sound good. As your friend, I would advise you not to do this.
Doug's not on board.
I don't love the idea. I don't blame him.
A total face change.
They say you shouldn't go in with expectations that they just, when you open your eyes, whatever it is, you say, okay.
Oh no, that, Joan, you mustn't do this.
I don't know. I think it's the last resort. So I'm going to do one.
It's your own pilot.
Exactly. It's your own show.
I think you get to set the rules.
Right. But I mean, if I'm going to compete with all of these other shows, you know, I have to look different, you know?
But I mean, can you?
What about?
Yeah, what? Doug.
What do you got, babe?
This is a Hail Mary.
Okay.
What about a big head?
Oh, this I like.
You mean like a human big head?
Yeah, or? Like a Tigger yes. head.
Like but a Tigger head. I said a human head and he said, Tigger. Yeah, like a Tigger yeah. head.
A human head, like a Tigger head. And what you do is you make it look like one of those people from those shows. Oh. But it's just slightly bigger than your head.
They say big heads get...
I've heard this
finish
too.
Finish that sentence. What big heads get?
Big heads get attention.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That you're more likely to succeed in show business if you have a larger head.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's a theory that people have. It's a theory that people have.
It's going around.
It's really making the rounds. Yeah.
Guess now that I think about it, I am seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
#BigHead.
Yeah. #BigHead.
Gentlemen, I don't know. I just wanted to sing some Christmas songs as my old face and then
course.
Just go under.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that you really...
New year, new me.
I understand, but I don't have to say, I don't think you should get a total face change.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll just discuss it later.
Yeah, let's table this. We're making decisions now. All right. Well, Joan, we should take a break. And when we come back, we will have a guest that we have found from the NeighborHap, somebody from right here in Dignity Falls that has something interesting to say, or someone is interested in them.
Oh.
We'll find out when the Dignity Falls Neighborhood Listen podcast returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, this is Raphael. Bunny, $40. As you can see, I put a picture of him here. That's him sitting on the grass. Around 5 weeks, lobes to eat. I know you might think that's a typo, but he likes to eat lobes. He nibbles on your lobes, and my family can't take it anymore. Please take this monster. $40, Bunny.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. We have a guest here, Joan.
We sure do. And I'm going to read the post.
Let me just say very quickly, what we do here is we take posts from the Neighbor app.
Yes.
And we find people that we want to talk to in Dignity Falls. If you would like to submit a post, maybe there's one that we missed, you can screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com.
Good job.
Thank you.
So this post is from Robert, and it says, it's under crime and safety. It says, bike thefts with unusual behavior. Like assigning behavior to the actual theft, you know?
I'm intrigued.
Not the thief. There are a ton of bike thefts in Woodside Plaza. My neighbor and I both had bikes stolen from our backyards. The thefts, hard to say, both happened.
Thefts.
Both happened on a Saturday night around 1 a.m. They leave a pair of shoes behind and they take a pair of yours for the next victim, I assume.
What happened to the bike?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're not there yet. I know of three people where this happened. They really don't care if your gate is locked or not. They will jump your fence and do whatever. My advice, make it difficult to steal your stuff. Lock your garage doors and assume anything on your property can be stolen at any time. I mean, it's not bad advice.
No, it's not.
Cameras won't protect your property, but maybe install some motion detection lights. And here's what's interesting. It's not Robert we're going to talk to.
What?
It's the they that Robert's referring to.
One of the bike shoe thieves?
We think it's the person, bike shoe thieves, whatever. So please welcome, and your name is?
Benji.
Please welcome Benji.
Thank you.
Hi, Benji.
And Benji, you have disguised your identity.
Yeah. This is not my real voice.
No, it's not. Right. It's not. And his face.
And you're wearing a big head.
I am.
So,
can you tell me what character this is? I'm not familiar.
Dumbledore.
With this. Dumbledore. Oh, really?
Okay.
See, you can do it.
You're right. And the sound is actually really great. It's good job, good. Babe. Yeah. I know you mic'd him from inside for this, so it was really good.
But this is not my real voice.
Right.
No, we know that.
Yeah.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. What does your real voice sound like?
Sounds
well. You have to take the napkin off the mic if you want your real voice to come through.
You don't have to. I just meant just describe it. Is it lower? Is it higher?
It's just like this, but there's no napkin.
So wait, the technology you use was just a napkin?
Well, I mean, it's like triple ply. But so the voice travels through each fold of the
pad. It doesn't sound like me right now when I hear it.
It sounds like I'm talking through
a paper towel. That's all.
Okay. Well then, now Benji.
Yeah.
This
I didn't
do
mean
you want
to
answer.
I didn't mean to answer.
I thought you were further trying to protect his identity by confusing me as to who Benji was.
I want to make it confusing to understand.
Well, I don't even know if I'm talking because this does not sound like
you. You are. Trust me.
Definitely you're talking.
You're talking.
Sounds are coming out of your voice.
We're not seeing lips move, but we are hearing the voice come from your direction.
Do you see a beard move?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is it real hair?
I don't know.
So go ahead and ask your question. I didn't mean to sort of
speak for
Benji. Okay.
Benji, what is, I understand stealing a bike.
Mm-hmm.
People steal bikes all the time because they want a bike. They want to sell a bike.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the shoe angle?
Yeah. What's this about?
You're leaving shoes and taking shoes.
I'm leaving shoes, taking shoes. I live in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see that a lot of people in the neighborhood just leave their gates open to their backyards. And if you do that, I'm not punishing you. I'm just telling you that it's possible for people to steal from your household.
I see.
Oh, are you saying this is like an education?
Yes, because I want everybody to be safe. And according to this post, reading it now, or when I read it, I was like, good. People are realizing that, A, cameras don't work,
but motion detector lights do protect.
Cameras will not protect your property.
No.
So get motion detecting lights.
Once you get those lights, I'll tell you right now, I am not afraid of a camera.
Right.
I can always put another one of these big heads on.
Right.
That's true.
But if I see a light, I run away.
You're scared. Your response is to run.
Well, it's the middle of the night. There should not be light other than the moon.
Oh, so this is uncanny. It shouldn't be happening.
It shouldn't be, unnatural. I like natural things happening.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I like spring and fall. Because nature happens.
Summer and winter?
It's just cold or hot.
I see. But spring and autumn, when things are changing.
Yes.
You like that part. Nature is happening.
Yes.
Okay. What's
A,
with
B,
the...
A, B, C, D. So, wow. Wait, this does not sound like me.
What, I
that's
promise
not how you normally do the alphabet?
Yeah. No,
sounded like hieroglyphics to me.
Has anyone done another arrangement of the alphabet song? Because I've only ever heard the one arrangement.
Well, I mean, there is your specific arrangement, Bern, since you can only sing one note.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah,
that's how he does it.
That's true. Wow. I guess that's my cover of the alphabet song.
So,
shoes. I'm intrigued by the shoes.
Yeah, okay. We didn't address the shoes. We really didn't.
So, there's two aspects to this robbery that I do that is helpful for my neighbors. A, pay attention to what's going on around you. And also, do you know everybody in your neighborhood that could possibly help you out? If you don't, find out whose shoes you have now.
That would probably get people talking.
So basically what I do is I find an object, a bike, a garden gnome, a humongous jack-o'-lantern man in a front yard.
One that talks?
One that talks, or just like if you just park there, it's just going to keep going.
Absolutely. You know, recently this happened to me where I parked my car and I got out and the thing was already talking to me.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's unnerving.
As if he was trying to talk to me through the closed window.
Sure. So, yeah, unnatural.
Indeed.
Yes. Right. I'll find these things that are easy to pick off. Like I said... bikes,
garden gnomes,
like little
tall jack-o'-lantern man,
jack-o'-lantern man's flags.
Flags, of course.
Flags,
those type of things. Yes. But not flags, not the United States flag, but like seasonal flags.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, like spring
big,
and fall.
A big leaf
spring,
on
you'd have
there
a rainbow. And fall, you'd have some leaves.
Leaves on there. Yeah, yeah. It's a happy 4th of July type thing. Well, right. I guess that's a flag.
It's kind of,
that's, okay.
Verging on to American flag territory.
You're really flirting with disaster there.
Yeah. Okay.
Memorial Day, let's say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just one with a big rocket on it. I did that once. Anyways, what I end up doing is I pull whatever I take from their house, saying, hey, you did this thing. You left this out here. Know what's on your property.
But like a flag is for display.
Yeah, and a garden gnome has to be outside. I mean, are they to be inside or are they just not to be displaying anything outside at all? Is that what you want to teach them?
I'm just saying something could be stolen if you leave it outside.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, but I think people are aware of that. Right.
Well, then why you leave it out there?
I mean, fair point. He's stealing it. He's right there stealing it.
I know, but I think that, like, what? Okay, let me ask you this.
Sure.
These
barbecues.
Right.
Oh, that's just another thing left outside. To the list. Yeah. Okay. How do you steal a barbecue? That's a lot. Some of them are massive.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, if they're on wheels, if they're a traveling one.
Sure.
Traveling ones.
But I'm not going to dig it out of your backyard.
Okay.
I might. It's out there.
Okay, so that's a threat.
Maybe.
Sounds like it.
Haven't tried a jacuzzi yet, but I've seen them back there.
Ooh, that seems like a lot of work to steal.
I'd have to drain it.
Step one.
I'd do it.
What do you do with these things that you take?
I bring them back to my home and wait it out. I just haven't returned some of these things yet. There'll be the middle of the nights that will happen now that people are talking about it where I will return.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been doing this now?
That's a good question.
About 7 months.
Seven months. Yes. Okay.
And do you do it every night?
I do it every night. Yes.
What do you do, may I ask, for a living in the daytime?
Great
maybe.
Question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, since this is not my regular voice, I can say it.
Yeah, of course.
I work at the Big Lots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right.
I'm the manager there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're the manager.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that might be saying too much. I mean, you might be identified by that.
So you're Jeff.
I'm Benji.
For the purposes of this, yes.
Yes.
But you are Jeff, the manager of Big Lots.
You don't have to answer that.
You don't have to answer.
Well, you can't. Yeah. You there's no way you could tell. This is not my regular voice.
No way.
This is not my face.
No. You're fine.
Except when you sell napkins.
What?
What's that done? Except when you sell napkins?
What does that mean?
If you're bringing some napkins to a customer
and talking at the same
talking,
time,
it's going to have the same effect as right now.
But then more napkins would distort the voice even further, would they not?
Wouldn't they be in a package?
Yes.
I would think so. I don't think you'd carry them
the package plastic
in front of your face.
I'm telling you right now, just since we got that out in the open, at Big Lots, we sell things in packages. We do. Right. We don't pull things out individually. Yeah. If anything, we give you more of the bulk. We're kind of like Costco, but cut in half.
Yeah, we're not trying to put Big Lots on trial.
No, we're not. But so, nor you, which is why we're going to keep referring to you as Benji. Just to help things out.
Benji, not Jeff the manager. Big Lots.
No.
So Benji, you take these things home, and then you say you wait them out, so eventually you will return things in the middle of the night.
Yeah, hoping that when I do return them, there will be a light that shines on me. And I know that they have protected their home.
And then you will run away.
I was going to say, okay.
I'll probably just drop it off in the driveway. I won't put it back where
exactly
it was.
Exactly where
so
it
wait,
was.
So just the phrase, wait it out. I'm just not clear. Wait it out. What are you waiting out? Like whether or not someone has followed you,
come to
collect their stuff.
Great question.
I think till they have done something to their home that I've seen that has is protecting them.
So then do you monitor them?
Yes. I have put cameras at everybody's homes.
Oh, I don't know if that's legal.
It is legal. Wow.
It is?
Yeah, it's on. It's
not just because you say it is. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
So
Benji, are you now discovering something that you hadn't thought about previously?
Well, Google does it.
Google does what?
Because you can see.
Oh, they put cameras on.
Yeah, because you can see that, you know, like when you do
that
Google
true.
Maps.
Yeah, how is that is legal? Yeah.
They can do it. So I figured if I have them on the streets, it's part of public property so that I can just zoom them towards their house.
Right.
I'll get rid of those as well.
I think you probably should.
I will once I return all this stuff.
Okay. And have you returned anything yet?
I am en route. Now that I've noticed that there's been a few people that have installed some motion detector lights, I am ready to return some bicycles, a couple of gnomes. So far, anybody who's listening who thinks or knows that something has been taken away and shoes have been left with you.
Right.
If you are missing a flag, do something.
You heard it. Do something.
Do something.
Yes. How protect your home.
Okay.
Well, I want to go back to the shoes.
I really would like to look at the post again as well.
Okay.
They leave a pair of shoes behind and they take a pair of yours for their next victim, I assume.
Okay. So then does that mean the shoes you leave are someone else's as well?
Yes. It's from another home that I had taken something from.
Right.
And it's a way for them to maybe start talking to their neighbors. Hey, did you get something stolen from your house? Did they happen to take some shoes as well?
Uh-huh.
Does that mean you have my shoes?
Right.
It might. So then now they are in cahoots or they're friends with each other. Now they have a neighborhood watch situation going on.
Mm.
They can keep an eye on each other, that kind of stuff. That's why I do it. Also, I've realized the bikes, the gnomes, those are all outside. I do break into the home to get the shoes.
Okay, you.
Oh, yeah, you know, that was a question, because where are the shoes coming from? Those aren't outside things.
No, they're not.
Unless they're like Crocs, maybe.
Some people leave
garden shoes
outside.
Maybe,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think but some people leave just regular shoes outside.
Yeah, monsters.
Strange to me.
I don't take those.
Things live outside.
They do.
And they can easily get in your shoes.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're breaking into homes
you're
now. You're breaking
into
and entering.
I'm breaking into foyers.
Mudrooms.
Yeah. I'm like the closest room to the garage.
Front and back.
We're getting close. You know, there's probably going to be a pair of shoes right inside a sliding door.
Right.
So it's just like, as long as they don't have that broomstick there to keep it shut, I could probably get it open.
Okay, that's interesting. Are you running into that a lot?
Yeah, people do the broomstick thing still, yeah. Yeah, it's impressive.
And I mean...
That would imply that people already have some sort of sense that, you know, people I think might already be nervous about crime. So it doesn't necessarily seem like you need to educate them more on it. Might you just be, you know, perpetuating a fear that already is there?
I don't know how much education you're doing. Like, yeah. People know that crime is a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I do. Do you, Burns?
I'm aware of it.
Okay.
Do you know your neighbors?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say we know neighbors. Them better than many people because of this podcast.
That's... Great point, Joan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know what size shoe they happen to be?
Well, you got me there.
Yeah. There you go. That's something. That's something new you can learn about your neighbors.
Is that a question that's okay to ask people?
Or, you know, do we need to go through having things stolen in order to ask the question? Could we just ask it without the step of having our garden gnomes
Why
taken?
Do we want to know, I guess? What shoe size?
I guess unless you know, if I ever wanted to buy you a pair for your birthday. Well, here, let's do it right now. What size shoe are you, Bernd?
I'm in 11 and three quarters.
Oh, wow.
Very hard to find.
I was
going to
say, that's very tricky to yes. find. Do you have to get your shoes specially made?
Yes, I do. And it wow. costs a pretty penny.
Yes. I get yes. what he's doing. A pretty penny is the local cobbler at in Dignity Falls.
That's right. And she is gorgeous. And but
Penny,
she...
Penny Featherton.
Penny Featherton. Yes. But she does... Beautiful. She's not cheap.
No, she's not.
She's not cheap. But, and I mean, I go for... Unfortunately, because of the price, I go for the ugliest shoes that she makes. And I'm not happy about it. She makes some gorgeous shoes, and I wish
yes.
I had the money, but I don't. How we're not here to talk about me.
No, but how ugly are these shoes? I mean, the shoes that you have on look pretty fantastic.
Oh, these?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've modded them a little bit.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, those nickels are not usually in there?
No, they're not. That was my touch.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me get to another question I needed to ask. It sounds like you have quite a proliferation of stuff.
Yes.
And I'd like to know, A, do you live alone? Mm. B, where does all this stuff go?
Mm. A, I do live alone.
Okay.
B, it's either in my house or at Big Lots.
Oh, you are storing it at your place of work.
Well, they have a big warehouse in the back. Not a warehouse, but a big storage area.
Right, but okay. I mean, I would imagine they're storing the things that they sell at Big Lots there.
Yeah.
We do.
Which also would be similar to the things that you are stealing. How do you not mix up the merchandise?
Good question.
Oh, well, that's a great question, except for the fact that most of the merchandise that I am getting is used. Now I can... Because I'm a manager.
Sure.
Tell the difference between a new product and a used product.
Oh, okay. Right.
When people come back with returns and say that
I've seen this happen.
Unused. Yes. I immediately know I've when it's used.
Jeff has a real, Benji has a real eye for this, that he can tell if someone has, you know, because the story is always like, oh, I bought this and it doesn't fit, or my husband didn't let me buy it, or whatever their story is.
Yeah, it's a lot of my husband wouldn't let
they
me
try
buy
to,
it.
They try to blame it on somebody else.
These placemats didn't fit me.
Yeah. And they make it seem as if they got them home, they put it in place, and it's like, oh, it doesn't fit. And they bring it back. But he can tell that they've used these for months.
Months.
That makes a lot of sense. Months.
Because we have a 6-month policy
yeah.
of return.
Very generous.
Yeah. Very generous.
I mean,
6 months.
Especially since so many things you get at Big Lots, people go for seasonal things. And so, well, you've used it. Exactly. You know, you don't need to bring it back.
Yeah. Return this fake Christmas tree.
Yeah.
People still bring back their, you know, their Frankenberry. And they say, cereal. we didn't eat it. And I go, well, it's empty.
Yeah.
They bring you an empty box.
Empty box. But they taped it, but they glued it up like, you know.
But you can tell even just from how light it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a cardboard box at that point.
Well, that just seems silly.
You got to fill it.
You got to fill it.
Yeah, you got to fill it.
Well, don't. I mean, this is not what we're trying to tell people.
This is not what our podcast is about.
No.
How to commit a crime, even though we're asking
cereal.
Benji about how he's committing his crimes.
Yeah.
So, but you don't consider this a crime at all.
I don't. I feel like it is a true learning experience for everybody in the neighborhood to get to know each other, to protect themselves from crime. And also, we don't sell cameras at Big Lots.
Big what?
Big Lots. We don't sell cameras at Big Lots. We do
any kind of camera.
We sell like digital cameras, like
you do.
Like
I didn't know.
Flip cameras.
Flip phones?
Oh, I remember those. Yes. Oh. Remember the flip camera?
Yeah, sure.
USB camera.
It looked like an iPod.
Yeah. Didn't do anything an iPod would do.
No, didn't really do anything.
No.
And for some reason, they were going to take over the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were very quickly made obsolete by phones.
Yes.
We have those.
Okay. Right.
We don't have the cameras that you would use outside of your homes. But we do have...
Security cameras.
Yes. But we do have motion lights.
Okay. Well, here... Okay. Then let me... Can I ask you this question? Why not just make a post on the Neighbor app saying, yes, hey, folks, been noticing a lot of bikes, outdoor things, flags, gnomes. Just so you know, these are easily, it's easily achievable to steal them. Might I recommend motion lights? I'm going to tell you right now, cameras don't do a thing. And then that way you just tell them directly as opposed to going through the 7-month process. Or my question is, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you get some pleasure in stealing these things and hoarding them?
When you achieve these crimes, do you feel good about yourself?
I mean, I really didn't want to put him on the spot.
I do feel good about myself. I feel like I'm helping the neighborhood. I'm also doing this in the middle of the night after I've already worked a long
time. Right. Okay, okay.
Well, I mean, you're...
Again, so why not just make a post?
Okay, yeah. My answer to that is okay.
Oh, great.
I don't know if I thought about it that way, and
what?
I should.
What? I mean... Is that simple? You're going to stop doing this?
I didn't even imagine.
Well, there's a couple of things about meeting you, which I appreciate, or I know you. But anyways.
You've met many times.
Yes. I know you well, but not me, not Benji, but you know, my friend. This guy. Hello.
Oh, a little
peek. Oh my goodness, he showed us his face a little bit.
That was fun.
maybe we'll get to hear his real voice just a little bit at the end.
This is too thick of a napkin.
I think we're pretty close.
But there's a couple of aspects during this talk.
Okay.
That I've realized I am wrong. I am in the wrong.
Oh.
A.
Oh, but I was can I so, say this? You sounded very confident in your motives up until right now.
Yes, agreed. This is a real surprise.
Well, the whole having cameras at other people's homes got me a little nervous.
Yeah, that kind of stopped you in your tracks.
It kind of stopped me in my tracks and made me rethink everything because I'm like, oh, I can't lose my job.
Right.
Yeah,
I do not want the police after me, especially our local police, because they could be very hands-on.
Absolutely.
And I know those guys. And, you know, them coming by, always, you know, they love. We do this special on Chewy Bars. And these guys, the cops are on here.
They love a Chewy Bar.
The cops, like any joke, if you're not from Dignity Falls, any joke that people make about cops and donuts... Here it's cops and Chewy Bars.
Oh, yeah.
They love them.
Yes, they do.
It's like they're sponsored by Quaker or something. Anyways, they always have them in the trunk.
Oh, do you know, I'm just making the connection because the police here wear those Quaker hats.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Their trunks, they open them up to put new Chewy Bars in there, and there's still 3-4 unopened boxes back there. I'm like, you're never going to go through all these. But guys... Feel free. Keep buying them. Thank you for your service. Don't get me now, though. Especially now if I'm...
Well, if you're turning... If you're changing your ways in this moment right now, perhaps there will be...
So is Google wrong for taking video of all of our... I felt like that...
I think they probably are.
Okay. I mean, now we've put out this question, and I don't know what to say about it. I mean...
Because you can zoom around a town...
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You really can.
Absolutely. And
you
really can. It's an amazing feature if you don't think about it for too long.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of things like that.
Yeah. See people's license plates, things like that. You should be able to just randomly go around and collect that information.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
But look.
But also, you shouldn't go around and just collect people's things, I think, you know. And you're realizing that. Right. It was an easy okay. We've already established that.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. Listen, it's been a while since we felt like we actually solved either a mystery or a claim. A couple times I feel like we've gotten someone to sort of see something different, try something new.
Good for us.
Well, it was a while ago, though. Yeah. Let's not pat ourselves on the back
too hard.
First
season, maybe.
I think so.
Because I'm here ultimately to help. I want to help
everybody
around. I understand
that. I totally believe you.
And I have to ask you this, Benji. So maybe you've seen some people installed motion detector lighting.
Yes.
And you say you want to bring people together. Have you seen people talking about this? Have you seen people become friends?
Other than because the post. Other than with, the post, which we know they're talking about it.
Other than the post, I've seen people in the neighborhood exchange shoes before. Now.
Okay.
Like, I got your shoes. Are these yours? Yes. Oh, hey, you have mine.
I think so. Yes. I haven't stopped to see if that was what it was, because then there's a chance that they would know that it was me if I walk up and I go, oh, you're getting your shoes back. They'd be like, how do you know? And I'd be like, right.
So it's sort of like a moment where you're just walking by, you see that happen, and then some sort of music plays and you go, right on. You sort of nod.
Yeah,
and
give I nod. Like a, I give it.
I did that.
I did that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually on my bike.
Right.
Yours? Or someone else's?
Okay. Oh, good question.
Well, you never know.
No, I'll take my own bike. I'm not going to take anybody else's bike. Okay. I'm not there to...
Let me ask you this. How did this start? Were you the victim of a crime?
That's a good question, Bert.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll tell you this. There was one time that I was at the gym.
Okay.
Went into the showers to obviously take a shower. I left my shoes out.
Okay.
Those shoes were taken.
Mm.
Other shoes were put in its place.
Oh.
I left the gym clean. And as I left the gym clean in other people's shoes, I was confused.
So you wore the shoes out?
Well, I'm not going to walk out of the gym shoeless. I was clean.
Sure. But there's, did you do any investigation on site?
So many double meanings here. Wearing the shoes out. Wearing them out or wearing them out. Leaving it clean or leaving it clean. There's so many double meanings. It's turning my head upside down. Well, did you clean the gym or did you leave it really quickly? I don't know which one it is. Did you wear the shoes out of the building or did you wear the soles out? Am I the only one that's in a mind prison right now?
I'm not in a mind prison. I felt like I followed it pretty. I felt like I followed it pretty well.
Me too. You don't want to be shoeless Jim Jackson.
Yeah.
Shoeless who?
Jim Jackson.
Did you mean Jeff?
No.
Joe. I thought it was Joe.
There was shoeless
Joe Jackson.
You're
really
Jackson.
Lost in that prison.
Jim Jackson.
Well, shoeless Jim, like G-Y-M?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Shoeless Jim Jackson.
If you walk out of a gym, there's shoeless. Okay.
All right.
You're shoeless Jim Jackson.
Right, I understand the shoeless part.
We have lost
I understand
the
gym
thread.
Part. You can't just throw Jackson on the end of them.
No.
That has no relation to anything else.
Well, Jackson Street is where the...
Well,
he's
Doug,
got
you got
you
me.
There.
You got me.
He's got
there is
you
a
there.
Gym on Jackson Street. Shoeless Jim Jackson.
Street.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to be shoeless Jim Jackson Street.
No. You sure don't. All right, so hang on a second.
So this is like
you leave the gym, you're in someone else's shoes. Then what?
So then
you leave the gym clean.
You leave it clean. Wear the shoes
clean.
Out.
I
also leave very fast. So I leave the gym clean. And I'm in the parking lot. And the guy who's about to get in his car right next to me has my shoes on.
How do you know if he's in the car?
He was getting
about
into the
get
car.
Into
he was
about,
getting into
I'm
the
so
car.
Sorry. I'm
you
so sorry.
You can tell by the look on his face.
So you were about to get in your car.
I was about to get in my
this
car.
This other guy is also about to get in his
just
car.
Just about to close the door.
Okay. And would you say that the shoes you were left were worse than yours that he was wearing? Are these Ooh. Were these an equal quality pair of shoes?
They were similar shoes.
Okay.
In similar colors.
Okay.
They were a beige.
Okay.
It was a beige gym shoe. Mine's were Nikes. And his were All Day I Dream About Soccer.
Sure. Adidas.
So slight change. I would even say there was even more of a chance that they would have gotten mixed up if I was wearing Pumas and he was wearing Adidas since they were brothers who then split off and started their own business. If you don't know the story about that,
right.
We do sell Pumas.
Has it been a movie yet?
It really should be.
They're making they're
more
we're
of a
in
miniseries.
This weird
more of a
age
miniseries
where
to
they're
me.
Making they're just like
yeah about the
here's
the making
how this
of
thing
everything
got made yeah.
I don't think so.
That sounds like the most interesting one to me, actually.
Yeah, the brothers.
So wait,
two brothers like a civil war over sneakers.
Yes. My question is, did you? Would you do? Will you see the shoes? Did you guys lock
you
eyes?
Do?
What happened?
I knocked.
You see the shoes? What'd you do?
I knocked on his window.
Oh, okay.
And And then I lift up my leg and I showed him my shoe.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Which he was confused by. Then sure. opened his window. And I said, excuse me, sir, are these yours? And he looked down and he saw the shoes he was wearing. And he goes, oh, and they look like the ones I'm wearing. And I go, but they're not the same. We had a ball.
What?
Yeah. We kept talking about the shoes of how
fast
similar
friends,
they were.
You're like, you hit it off right away.
Now he is my gym partner.
Wow.
We have coffee every week and work out 6 days a week.
And on one of those days you have coffee.
One day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And which shoes do you wear? Did you ever exchange them back?
We did.
And are you telling me that because this story gave you such a new friend that Matt spurred you to decide to steal other people's shoes in hopes that they'd make friends as well?
Yes.
Well, why did you do the other stuff? You could have just done that.
Okay.
Asked and answered.
I mean, yeah. What more could you...
This is a breakthrough one.
It really is.
This is a breakthrough episode.
So now...
He's just so amenable all of a sudden.
I know he really
okay.
is.
Okay.
He's like open to suggestions. He's taking the notes. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
So do you think that, and what is this person's name? Can you tell us that? Or do you want to give us a pseudonym for him?
Benji.
Okay. You didn't have a lot of time. I understand. This other Benji, do you feel like he engineered this to meet you? Because you say you put your shoes there and then they were replaced with similar shoes. Now, if someone just saw their own shoes outside the shower, I mean, he had his own shoes. So he must have put them in place of your shoes. So he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I think we weren't sure if it ended up being sort of just this lucky mistake.
Oh.
But did he do it on purpose? Because, you know,
the shoes were next to each other. Mm-hmm. It sounded like your shoes were replaced with his shoes.
I will say, prior to this moment, I don't know if I noticed other people's shoes around my shoes. So I could have taken a shower. I was at the gym. I just wanted to get clean. I've mentioned that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to get clean and then leave clean.
You wanted to leave the gym clean.
I wanted to leave the gym as clean as I could. In many ways.
In every way.
In many ways. And you wanted to wear shoes out.
You did.
Thank you. Yes. I didn't want to be shoeless Jim Jackson.
Oh, street.
Don't want to be shoeless Jim Jackson.
Oh, hell no.
Street. I don't. And I wasn't gonna that day.
Not that day.
So I tried to leave as clean as I could. So when I jumped into the shower, I took my shoes off and I went right to the shower right away. Did I notice any other shoes around? I didn't.
Okay. All right.
Could there have been other shoes next to mine? Sure. Does that also... No. I was gonna say, does that also mean that I could have put on another person's shoes and then realized that they weren't my shoes? But no, because my shoes were already gone.
Okay.
Yes, I answered myself. Could this be that guy's doing? I don't know. I gotta ask Benji.
You could ask him. I'm surprised that you never did ask him. You know, like, hey, was that an accident or was that on purpose? Now, I suppose it doesn't matter because you're great friends anyways.
Yeah.
So I guess who cares? But... I don't mean it, you know, in a dismissive way.
I know. I said when you hear who cares, it just...
I guess there isn't.
Well, I guess
is there
who cares?
A good way to say who cares?
No, I think it's... It always comes off a little mean.
I guess it does. Oof, okay, I'll make sure I don't use it again. Especially as a podcast host.
But I'll ask him. I ask him.
Here's what's interesting to me, is that this story that you've just told us, Benji, it is both a neat cute... And an origin story.
Yes.
Those two are never the same.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like when you think of the story of Batman.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, his origin story.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Watched his parents
so
get
sad.
Shot.
Yep.
Pearl necklace falling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't like meet someone that became his
like
friend
a girl
for life.
Like immediately.
No,
right
like,
there.
Oh, hey.
Like in the alleyway.
Exactly.
Hi. Yeah. She wasn't carrying some papers. She wasn't carrying some papers and tripped and dropped them.
Can you imagine if you were a child, you saw your parents being gunned down in the street, and then you hear somebody say, hi.
And drop papers?
I should have mentioned the papers first.
Yeah.
Paper.
Well, that's true. That is a really interesting point, Bernd. And so... What's going on? What's going on in there, Benji? What's going on in that big head of yours?
Nah, just, I hear the wheels turning behind that napkin.
I feel like I'll ask him. He works at Big Lots too now.
Got him a job there?
I got him a job at Big Lots.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, you guys are
what does he do
buddies.
There?
Huh? He's the front cashier.
Oh, Roger.
Roger. Yes. Yeah. Benji. But yeah.
Wait. So if we could just sort of sum up, you are not going to take other people's things off the yard anymore.
No, I'll actually.
You're going to deliver everything back.
I'll
you have to give
everything,
everything back. Yep.
You're not going to break in any more foyers.
Yeah. Don't break in any more foyers or mudrooms.
Yeah. I mean, that was the hardest part. I will be honest.
I bet. And I just think you were just doing too much work when you really didn't need to be doing any of that at all.
Yeah.
So fantastic. If you're listening and you're missing a gnome or a flag or
a bike,
you will probably find it on your front step. I don't want to on a deadline here, but
yeah,
soon.
But at this point, I mean, swing by Big Lots, you know where it is.
Oh, that's right. That's where he's storing the things. If you're missing,
yeah, just go into the back storage room. Just take a look.
This is all wrapping up very nicely.
It really is.
I mean, this is satisfying.
It's satisfying.
It's
That's
very
exactly
satisfying.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Benji,
well,
thank
really
you.
Nice to meet you, Benji.
What a treat it was to have you on the show to facilitate this moment for us.
It really was great.
But you're going to return all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I will. All right, or Benji, you can come grab it.
You can come grab it. That's right.
You can come grab it.
Any final sort of words you want to give?
Anything you want to plug?
Yes. There's a 40% off sale at Big Lots for
store-wide.
Store-wide.
That's huge.
We're getting ready for Christmas already.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Earlier and earlier every year.
Yum. So, you know, we're skipping Halloween altogether. We're just going.
Oh, you're skipping. Wow.
That's what it's come to.
That's extreme.
Wow.
We've noticed that there's a lot more Filipinos in the area and that they start celebrating Christmas around September. So.
Fair enough.
Really? Okay.
So we started doing all of the fall stuff in May.
Okay. And
so now we're...
You must love that it's fall and spring at the same time for you at the store.
It's amazing. Part of it is my doing, and I appreciate it that people like it. But it's 40% off now, all fall decorations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm going to have to come by. I love a sale.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Big Lots.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go to Big Lots.
Yeah. We started the cinnamon brooms before, you know, Trader Joe's.
That's true. I read that.
The original cinnamon brooms.
Original cinnamon brooms.
Hey, can I ask, what is that? Because I've never really known. Do you eat it? Do you display it?
I think you simply display it, and it makes your home
smell like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's a broom.
What, babe?
It is a broom.
Well, I'm not sure it's a practical broom. I'm not sure it would do a great job. Although I suppose it would be like many early rudimentary brooms,
yeah,
which was like just sticks bundled together.
A stick with twigs tied to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Bunch of sticks tied to another stick.
Yeah. Back when your house had a dirt floor.
Yes.
You're like, I better sweep up in here. Just push these pebbles. Push these pebbles.
I'll clean up this trash with this other trash.
Yeah. And the cinnamon broom was born.
Smells nice.
Sure does.
It does.
Can't argue with that.
Smell nice. Cinnamon smells nice.
Well, I will come and get a cinnamon broom and maybe I'll see you, Jeff. Benji. Maybe I'll see Benji and Benji.
Yes.
Right. The two Benjis.
Okay.
Forget it. The two Benjis. It's Big Lots. The ending of the famous movie. All right. Well, we thank you for being here, Benji.
Of course.
And we will have more when the Neighbor Listen returns.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Bonnie, and I have a Lang Skinfold caliper. You can see it in the picture. If you know what this is, it's yours for free.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. Wow.
Wow. That was, well, that was, like you said, satisfying. It really was.
Yeah, it was a real ride. I'm glad. He seemed, Benji seemed.
Jeff. It's wild that you knew him, that you knew both of them. I didn't know I didn't know you frequented Big Lots.
No, it's so close to the pharmacy, and so I stop in there to get things all the time.
What do you get there?
What do I get there? I'll get like, paper towels for the year.
Okay. The year.
Yeah.
How many do you need for the year?
I go through paper towels pretty quickly. I spill things a lot.
What do you do?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll use them as a plate. You know what I mean? If I'm not, why dirty
a
dish?
I hear you. Yeah. Like, I mean? Just like a sandwich.
I love eating over the sink. I love it.
Really?
I love it.
That's interesting because then you think if you spill a lot, then you just spill right into the sink. Yeah. You don't have to clean up so much.
Well, but I spill other things.
Oh, what do you spill?
Ink. Wax, like I'm doing, because I have a pen pal, and of course we started getting very fancy with the way we were. I wax seals, and I have a quill pen and everything. And
who is this person, Bert?
This is my this is my friend Lorenzo.
Oh,
yes.
And how did this come about?
Lorenzo and I have been pen pals since I was in seventh grade.
Wait a second. You never talked about him.
No, because I'm so used to just writing to him. I guess it doesn't occur to me to mention him out loud.
How often do you write?
Once a week.
Really? Since you were seven?
Yes.
Have you ever met him?
Oh, yeah. He lives here.
Do you just hand each other the letters?
We drop them off at each other's homes. Yeah. because when I was, we save a lot,
that you can use all that extra money to buy seals and quill pens and ink.
That's right.
So, not sure he's saving money.
When I was in seventh grade, I don't know if you'll remember this, Joan, when we were kids.
Oh, seventh grade. I thought you said when you were seven. Okay, seventh
grade. No, when I was in seventh grade, we were not allowed to send correspondence overseas from Dignity Falls.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of concern about the war in Grenada. And
there was a pen pal embargo.
Yes, there was a pen pal embargo. So they didn't want any secrets getting out about the United States. And so we were assigned pen pals in town, just kids from other schools.
Just so that you could still have the sort of the fun of it all.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't love getting mail? Of course, it was a lot of fun. And so mine was Lorenzo, and we've kept in touch ever since.
Have you ever hung out sort of in real life, like going to lunch, or would that just be so weird?
We tried it once, and it felt so wrong.
So weird, right? Yeah, so
it wasn't right.
You had nothing to talk about.
You know what we ended up doing was we stopped talking to each other. We started writing down stuff on napkins.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's sort of sweet and strange.
It was uncomfortable, yeah.
Well, I love that you have that. Friend, what a fun little
it's fun
bit of a trivia I never knew about you.
Yeah, well. All right. Well, we have time for one more post. And again, Joan, I urge you, please do not get that total face change.
I don't know. I don't think there's any other option.
I think the big head solution will work.
I'm not sure. I don't want to have to speak into five napkins, Benji.
You don't need a total voice change.
You don't have to disguise your voice.
If I wear a big head.
But you don't have to disguise your voice.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But
also, that didn't disguise his voice. We knew exactly who he was. It was strange.
His ABCs
anyway.
Were different.
It was strange
they
that
were
he
different.
Had such a problem with it. But your voice always sounds different to you when you're listening through.
Oh, gosh. Yes, it's tough. Okay. babe, what are you doing in there? What are you doing in there?
I'm stocking the fridge.
Oh, of course you are. Are you doing? Oh, okay. I thought you only did cans. You're doing beer bottles now too?
Oh, beer bottles, carrots.
Wait, carrots. Are you putting carrots in your beer room?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you get hungry sometimes.
Oh, sure.
We're like, yeah. You know, carrots
There's
and wings.
There's nothing like when you're drinking a beer, like, oh, you know what would be great with this beer? This
love ice a nice cold beer.
The cold snap of a
They're
carrot.
Oh, I love so a nice cold. Freezing cold carrot.
Chips, get those away from me. Pretzels, give me a carrot.
Give me a cold carrot any day. All right, we have time for one final post. This is from the recommendations section where people are either giving recommendations or looking for some. Mm-hmm. This is from Une, U-N-E. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Me too.
Une.
Yeah, I like it.
Une?
Well, maybe it's Une. Une,
U. Une, U. Are you singing a song? Are you singing a novelty song from the 50s? All right, so Une writes, lizards in my apartment. For the past 2 months, there has been lizards coming up my shower drain. Why? I have no clue. I am terrified of these things. Tonight, I just saw one in my hallway. Is anyone else having this problem too? OMG, I can't stand it. What can I do to stop them? Where are they coming from? This is horrible. Now I'm scared to walk around my house. I called the landlord and she just laughed while I cried explaining to her.
Oh,
war can I do or war does she need to do to stop?
I'm sorry, can I see what this, can you spell it? It says W-H-A-R.
Yeah,
okay,
war.
Okay.
War can I do or war does she need to do to stop these things from coming in here? And yes, I'm upstairs unit.
And that's it.
And that's it. She, Une, they want to know, how can I stop these lizards from coming into my house? Now, here's the thing. We do have, for some reason, there's a lot of lizards this year.
Yes.
And we always have them, but we never have them to this degree.
Yes, there are a lot. They had to close down Fillmore.
Yes.
And there were so many.
There were so many.
I mean,
many.
It was really, it looked like the street was crawling.
It did look, that was unsettling. It was very unsettling.
Yeah, it was like a crawling street.
Yes.
And it made sort of like a sound. Yeah.
It was cute, though. They were all doing the push-ups at the same time.
Yes, that was.
That was amazing.
It really did look like a group prayer.
It made me realize there must not be any females in there because that's to attract a mate. And they were all doing it. So it's just all dudes.
Huh.
Lizard Fillmore.
Lizard Fillmore?
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny how that worked out.
Because of Millard
Fillmore, and then all the lizards are hanging out on Fillmore.
Our only president whose first name ends in Ard.
That's true.
I think it's true. Hey, if it's not, please let me know.
Here's what I'll say about lizards in the house.
I do too. I do too, Doug. I hope we get another in our life.
What would that be? Well, I guess an Edward, right?
We need an Edward. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we would need. Or a
Bernard.
A Bernard. That doesn't
Bernie Sanders,
seem likely.
Would that count?
I'm not sure.
Everybody calls him Bernie.
Here's what I'll say about lizards in the house.
Yeah.
Of all the things.
And this is your definitive take on
the subject. This is my hot take. Of all the things that can be in a house that are critters, that are, you know, upsetting, lizard is just really low on the list for me. Now, here's the trick with the lizard.
At first, lizard tricks. Here's the Jones lizard tricks. You swore you would never do this on mic.
We need a theme song for this.
We really do.
You swore you were keeping this private. You were going to take this to the grave.
Going to take you through the list. 1 through 6. This is Jones lizard tricks. Number one.
Oh, okay. Oh, here we go.
When you first see them, the reason I think they bother people is because you think they're a snake first.
Mm.
Right? They look very snake-like.
Head. Yes.
So if you're just like doing a quick look and you see something, you know, then you think it's a snake.
If you're doing the first part of a double take.
If you're doing the first part of a double, if you're just doing a take.
Just a take.
then you think, oh, snake. It's a snake take.
Snake take. First you do a snake take.
So number one is snake take.
Right. Right.
Number two, double take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the relief part. It's like, oh, it's not a snake. Okay. Right. So that's, you know, right. Okay. Number three, Okay, now that we've realized that it's a lizard, not a snake, and we're relieved, getting it out. Getting it out is tricky.
Yes.
Because they can disappear. And even though I know
which is all they want to do, by the way. They don't want any part of you.
Right.
They, if you come near, if you even look at them, they will run away.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and
it drives me crazy.
But the thing is that.
Because you want to be friends. You know,
I like chasing them.
He likes lizards. Like he just runs around after them.
Oh, I remember.
In a half crouch.
And Joan says, oh, he'll sleep well tonight.
And see, I won't. Because even though I know a lizard's not going to bite me, right? It's not like a mouse being loose, a roach, a spider.
Yeah, they can't really destroy anything.
No, they're not,
they
don't want to be in there. And yet they're going to find the tiniest, darkest area in your house that you can't find to hide. So it's still unsettling to know that there's something in, speaking of which, the twins still have not made their appearance yet. Okay. We're still waiting.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, already I think there are things in the walls waiting for me. So
you haven't seen either of them.
Neither of them, no sign, no nothing. So that's the trick is that's the next trick is that they're going to hide. And I don't like that. What am I on? Number four? Lizards now. Yes.
Yes. Here's number four.
If you do get them, body part thing. It's very upsetting. Just going to leave a tail behind. They'll leave a leg behind.
Yeah.
Just leave pieces of them behind.
Do they leave legs too?
I don't know. I thought so. Maybe.
I think it's just a tail.
I think it's just tails.
I think I just applied it to every appendage.
A head. Escape from their own head.
Is there any animal that can lose its head?
Oof.
A worm?
Worm?
Maybe.
Do they even have?
We ask so many unanswered questions on this show.
I know. Well, it's fun to think about.
We're here to keep you up at night.
It's fun to think about. And if you're high, isn't that fun?
Sure. Well, I mean,
if you're listening to this and you're high,
I should hope so.
Think about worm heads.
Think about
worm heads. Why don't you?
Worm heads. Why don't you? Okay. So what was that? Number four?
Five.
So we're on five.
We made it to five.
Five of lizard tricks. I will say.
Are any of these tricks, by the way?
The first one is just look at it.
And the second one was look at it again.
To be fair, I said this is the trick with lizards. Just meaning that they're tricky to get out of your house.
But
lizards are playing the trick.
The theme song.
Lizards are the tricky ones.
My impromptu theme song into.
Made it seem like these are helpful hints. If you have a lizard in your home, here's what you do. First, look at it. Then look at it again. Then it will leave a body part behind. Then it hides in a dark corner.
You got the two mixed up.
It's true. I'm so sorry. Oh, don't get in the wrong order of these tricks.
Number five is trapping it, right?
Yes.
Because if you try to grab it and it leaves behind a tail, you still have to get it. So then, you know, and it could be a very long process. You know, it can be a very stressful process.
Well, you're not going to get it. Let's just say that you're not going to get that lizard.
And that's number six. You're not going to get
it. Yeah, the lizard's going to find
the final trick.
The lizard finds its way out.
You'll
eventually
find it dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
or you'll find it dead. Yeah. I tell you what, though, I would rather have 1,000 lizards in my home than a single cricket.
Oh, agreed. You will never find that cricket.
No.
Even though you swear you are standing face to face with it.
Yes.
It sounds as if it's sitting on your nose.
Yes.
And that thing, nowhere to be seen.
It's like you hear the noise, you get close to the noise, and then you feel like the noise is right inside your head.
Uh-huh.
And it's, for all you know, the cricket, like a cartoon, could be sitting on top of you making the noise.
Yes.
But I recently had a cricket in my home.
Oof.
And it went on for days, and I looked up how long crickets live, and it's 90 days.
No.
That's too long.
That's too long.
That's too long.
For an animal that makes that noise.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess that's just dying of old cricket age is 90 days. You know, all things being equal.
They get murdered?
I mean, maybe they starve to death sooner than that. Or I suppose there could be foul play.
So they each have 90 days to get someone to learn their lesson or to help someone become a real boy.
Yeah.
Cricket.
What are you talking about, babe? Babe, you're drunk.
I'm putting ideas together.
How many beers have you had?
He's been in that beer fridge for a while.
I mean, this has been a while.
It's not the beer, it's the atmosphere.
Okay, I would adjust it if I were you.
I've heard that excuse before.
Well, listen, all I can say is by next week, I hope the twins make themselves known.
This is Matt and Goliath.
And Matt and Goliath, that's right. And I sure hope that they put me out of my misery because, you know, if they take too long, they're going to come back out. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to recognize me because I'm going to have a total face change.
No, Joan. Joan.
I'll think about it. I will think about it. Stay tuned. In the meantime, we wish you well.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
And if you'd like to hear ad-free versions of the show, you can sign up at cbbworld.com.
Yes.
I don't know what that stands for, CBB, but
there was no way to find out.
It must be some community thing since we're on that network.
I think so.
Community.
Community, baby.
Community,
you are
baby?
Drunk.
CBB, community baby what?
World. Baby, there's two B's, BB.
BB, community BB.
Community BB.
I get it. I get it. I like that. Community BB.
Yeah,
so go to communitybb.world.com and hear ad-free versions of the show. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, boy.
That's the bonus room.
Oh,
and of course, the bonus room where we do even more. We have extra content that we're calling the bonus room.
Yeah, like a little play on all the extra rooms I have in my house.
Right. And also on bonus room, the term in Realty.
Yes.
Where that describes a small space that you can't do anything with.
Right. It's a freebie. Put anything you want in there.
It's a bonus room.
Yeah. It has all your taxes from the last 15 years and an air hockey table.
The bonus room. So thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of The Neighborhood Listen. Until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Eugene Cordero. The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.